Good evening. You're tuned in to Panhandle Community Radio, and it's time for Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm here with Jim Healy. And each week, we are talking to representatives from the 50 states in these United States. We're talking to two people each night who now live or call home or have some connection to North Idaho, but who grew up elsewhere. We're talking to one representative from each state, two per night, and it is time now for us to talk to somebody from the Show Me State, our 19th most populous state, home to more than 6 million people, the 24th state, inducted into the Union on August 10th, 1821, the state of Missouri, and our Missourian is Charlie Dunaway. Welcome to the studio, Charlie. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And what part of Missouri did you grow up in?
Well, southwest Missouri, all the way down in the corner, which we would refer to as the four-state area, because you could throw a rock and get to Kansas, Oklahoma, or Arkansas from where I grew up in Carthage.
Carthage, Missouri.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What should we know about Carthage, besides that you're from there?
What to know about Carthage? Carthage was a little mining town when it was originally founded, I believe. There was a battle, a Civil War battle in Carthage. I couldn't name that. Little claim to fame. You ever heard of Precious Moments?
Those little figurines, big-headed child figurines.
The artist that made those was in Carthage. There's a chapel and an amusement park there in Carthage. Not something that I was particularly fond of, but a lot of folks are.
Okay,
what's the geography like in Carthage?
I would call it rolling hills. Some people think that's the Ozark Mountains down there. I can't say that I saw any mountains in the area,
but it's part of the geographic region called the Ozarks.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How far up into Missouri do the Ozarks go?
I couldn't say specifically. Not too far north of the border. I believe most of the Ozark Mountains are in Arkansas. So I don't know the specific range.
So did you scoot over to Oklahoma and Kansas and down to Arkansas growing up?
A little bit with sports. We oftentimes played sports across the border a little bit. played a little football in Kansas, wrestled in Oklahoma. Arkansas, I don't know that we went over there whole lot. It's a good area for recreation for sure. Lots of good hiking and little creeks and rivers, and Oklahoma's got a handful of lakes pretty close. So did a little bit of fishing in Oklahoma, and I actually ended up going to university in Kansas because it was so close. Pittsburgh State University.
What was it like growing up in Carthage, in terms of the geography? You mentioned fishing. Is Carthage located on water or near water, like a lake? Or
There is a little lake in Carthage, but lots of little creeks and rivers. The creek near our house was a big part of my growing up. We spent a lot of time down there. It was a walking distance from the house, Jones Creek. Popular hangout place in the summertime for sure for lots of folks.
Did you gather frogs and little minnows?
Frogs and crayfish we called crawdads.
Caught
a lot of those. And any good swimming hole had a rope swing.
Absolutely. How large was Carthage when you were growing up? The population of the town, would you guess?
I believe it was a little over 10,000 people. So not a large city by any means, but lots of small towns in the area. And then the big hub was Joplin, Missouri for us. That was the bigger city. And then Springfield was the next closest significant size city. if you really needed something you couldn't find in the area, you could go to Springfield.
This is before Google and shopping online.
Certainly. Long before.
You're on, do you travel around much in the rest of the state of Missouri? Are you familiar with the rest of the state?
I didn't feel like I was well traveled, but we spent a lot of time in Kansas City. So we had family there. Good memories of watching a Royals game or even more fun going to a Chiefs game at Arrowhead. That was always enjoyable. But I also had family in Jefferson City near Columbia, Missouri. So spent a little bit of time there. Not too much time in St. Louis, although that's a city I think people should see. If nothing else, you have to go to the Arch, the gateway to the West. That's a pretty impressive structure. But I spent a bit of time in central Missouri around Rolla or Fort Leonard Wood. I guess I did spend a summer in Fort Leonard Wood doing a little military training. But I went to a church camp near Lebanon, Missouri, and did a lot of floating on the Gasconade River and camping in that area.
Cool. Now, do you get back? Do you still have family back in Carthage?
I have only one cousin that's still in Carthage. Everybody else has kind of relocated, and I have not been back since 2019.
Okay, I'd be sort of curious. We've been asking folks about when they return. How does the area look, you know, in terms of having lived elsewhere and going back and visit? What's the feeling that when you went back in 2019, which is fairly recently?
In a lot of ways, not much has changed.
you have.
And I have, so I think I look at things a lot differently. It kind of feels like a lot of it's frozen in time.
Okay.
Let's see. I do think of Missouri is one of those states that I think of as having a little bit different cuisine than where we are now. Or I think of Kansas City barbecue.
Kansas City barbecue, St. Louis barbecue.
Yeah. Are those and those are distinct? Are those a little different?
I don't know that I could tell you or recognize the difference there. There is a difference if you'd ask.
The kind of people who know would know.
Aficionado, they would know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite certain both of them have lots of brown sugar and they're quite sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue is kind of a big deal. But any red meat on the grill is quite popular in Missouri, I'd say.
Yeah. Let's see. This is also over on the other side of the lake or on the other side of the state. But I was just looking at the outline of characteristics of the state. It's a major center of beer brewing, of course.
Certainly. And Anheuser-Busch is kind of a big deal. And beer drinking's a popular sport in Missouri for sure.
It's kind of the production capital in these days of a lot of the beer in our country. And there's also apparently something called Missouri wine, which I've never heard of.
I did not realize that until I was in college and took a mini vacation, I think outside of Branson, Missouri, which is another popular area. Popular hangout.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at that time Missouri was the second only to California in U.S. wine production.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of and it's I guess sort of influenced by German culture. It's the German style of wine, Rhineland wine. Okay.
I'd like to know, did you get snow in Carthage?
We did. We did. My recollection is that we got a lot more snow when I was a kid than we do today, but that may just be my perception growing up. But certainly snow, and I'd say ice was a little more prevalent than the snow, ice storms. But yeah, we spent a lot of time sledding down any hill we could find when we were kids.
Would the snow last? I mean, in terms of would it fall and then melt and then fall again? Unlike places more north where once snow falls, it stays there.
Typically, it didn't stick around for too terribly long. I mean, we don't get a lot of sunshine in the wintertime. It stays pretty overcast, but the snow definitely didn't stick and stay like it does in our area.
How about humidity?
Very humid.
Okay, good.
Humid. It's like a jungle in the summertime.
I like the way you emphasize very.
Oh my. Yeah, it's unbearable. It's the step out of the shower and 5 minutes later you feel like you need another shower.
And you're drying yourself off with a towel that is still damp from your previous shower.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, for sure.
The phenomenon that is Branson, Missouri, we mentioned that. Would you like to take a stab at explaining that to those who are curious?
I don't know how Branson got established. It's right on Table Rock Lake, which is a pretty impressive, popular lake in the area. And the standout when I was a kid was Silver Dollar City, which is a amusement park stuffed down in the hills, right with a very large cave you could go take a tour on, but had all the amusement park amenities and roller coasters and the such, and a lot of performances on let's call them old school techniques of say glass blowing or woodworking that was intermingled with the games and rides and things. It was quite a place.
And does it still attract performers?
Well, as far as I know, it does. Yeah. Oddly, I've heard it called the Las Vegas of the Midwest.
Yes.
Lots of country music performances and a handful of comedy performers. There's similarly to Vegas, a strip in Branson where there's go-kart parks and mini golf and arcades just lining the street, intermingled with the entertainment venues. It's a very popular destination for the Midwest.
Yeah. Let's see. When I think of Missouri, this is the, I guess, not exactly your corner of the state, but I think of the rivers, the influence of the river trade, I guess, on St. Louis, and that, as you mentioned, the gateway to the West, that was where people came and then departed up the river or across in wagon trains or whatever. Is that something you felt, I guess, growing up? Is that something you were aware of as a kind of a cultural influence, that Missouri was still kind of a crossroads, a place where people came through?
Well, no, not really. I was
not in Carthage.
Not in Carthage, but but I was vaguely aware that we were and probably still are a hub for trucking. There's a lot of trucking even in the southwest corner of Missouri, and I think potentially because of the central location and there's a significant interstate running through the area. So still a hub for getting back and forth across the country. Lots of goods coming and going.
As a kid growing up, I used to love to look at maps. I still do. And Missouri oftentimes fascinated me by that little bit of land in the southeast that sort of drops down. I'm not asking you if you know the history behind it or whatever, but why not just continue that straight line across. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand the eastern border is the Mississippi River.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the top and the part, you have Iowa and you have Arkansas underneath. But then you got that little squiggle of land.
The Boot Hill.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, sir.
The Boot Hill.
Boot Hill. Yeah, I gotcha. Do you know why that is there?
I don't know why it's there, and mm-hmm. I've never been to that part of Missouri. I think it's quite rural and may even be national forest or state forest land. I'm not sure. I don't think I've been any further east in Missouri, east of Branson, which is about south central. But yeah, I hear it's a quite rural and green and beautiful.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in Sandpoint?
That's a hard thing to put a date on. I would tried to call this home in 2013, and then left less than a year later, but was still here almost every weekend for the next 7 or 8 years before I. Before I made it home and still worked out of town for many years after that. So I've only lived in Sandpoint full time for about 5 years.
Okay, that's good enough. I'd like to ask you, when you identify yourself, yeah, I'm from Missouri. What do you run into when people say Missouri? Do you find any stereotypes or do you find any... like, ooh, you're a rare breed. We've never heard of anybody from Missouri.
Well, I think a lot of people think, that means you're a Southerner.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I've never identified that, and I think most folks from Missouri wouldn't think they're from the South, but a lot of folks would consider it that. It is, as Jack said, the show me state, which most people seem to know.
Well, it's hard to forget. Yeah, it's a unique nickname.
Yeah. I suppose we like proof in Missouri.
That's the that the kind of the story behind the show me state.
I think there's lots of various tales about how that happened, and maybe there's a general skepticism in Missouri. I'm not sure. There's a story about a mining strike in Leadville, Colorado, and some Missourians went out to fill the void, but they didn't know anything about mining, and so the joke was, well, that guy's from Missouri. You have to show him.
It's also called the Cave State.
There are a tremendous amount of caves in Missouri, a handful of which I've been in.
Are you a spelunker?
I would not consider myself a spelunker. once you have to get down on your hands and knees and start crawling, I'm usually turning around the other direction. But as I mentioned, there's a quite a large cave at Silver Dollar City in Branson where they take some tours, and it is unbelievable how large those are and beautiful inside. There's a lot of color in there that you wouldn't know if you only had your headlamp on.
What haven't we asked you about Missouri? Preparing for this interview and whatever, they're going to ask me about, or I need to tell them about Missouri, and we haven't done that yet. Is there anything that you'd like us to know about Missouri that we haven't questioned you about?
I miss a couple things about Missouri.
Talk about that.
I miss thunderstorms.
Ooh.
Tremendous thunderstorms in Missouri, and a beautiful scene to watch. And that was one of my favorite things to do.
Did you get scared when the lightning would strike?
Well, certainly. If you see lightning strike anything, it's striking. it's a noise that you can feel.
There you go.
And one of the things I do not miss about Missouri, besides the humidity, would be tornadoes. We had a lot of tornadoes, mm-hmm. and usually they weren't significant, but occasionally
what they call Tornado Alley? You know, I noticed that you're, you know, Oklahoma and Kansas. I don't think of tornadoes in Arkansas, but I'm sure they're that's part of it. But whoa, did you have a tornado cellar?
No, we had a basement, which was pretty common in Missouri, and you just went to the basement and life carried on.
Wow.
But it could be a little scary. I never, I was lucky enough never to be too close to one.
In one. But, how about the aftermath of one? Have you seen the aftermath?
There was one of the largest tornadoes on record. I can't remember the year. I want to say 2011 in Joplin, Missouri, that wiped out 30% of the city. It was horrendous. I was not around, but a lot of folks I know were hit by that and engaged by that, and it was I don't know what to call it other than like a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
Just mm-hmm. everything in its path was completely demolished. Hmm. Very, very sad scene.
It's sort of interesting that the two things that you miss are weather related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thunderstorms and the tornadoes, and not the barbecue. You know,
right? Yeah. What else should we know Kansas City for besides its barbecue? Anything?
Blues.
The Kansas City, we've got it. The state actually is, this goes to its kind of position as a cultural hub and a collection and pass-through for a lot of different people. The musical genres, ragtime, Kansas City jazz, St. Louis blues all come from the state of Missouri.
Yeah, and I'm not really engaged in the music scene, so that, mm-hmm. that wasn't a big impact on me. I can't think about Kansas City without thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs, even though I'm not a huge football fan.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City is a beautiful city,
mm-hmm.
that is people forget about it. I think it doesn't have a big tourism draw, but a beautiful city that I do miss.
I think of the song "Kansas City, Here I Come," mm-hmm. Wilbur Harrison.
Yeah,
way back when.
Yeah,
this is before your time, Charlie. but I remember a kid growing up in northern Indiana, just loving, you know, these thoughts of Kansas City and the sound of it.
Mm-hmm. I know that. Yeah, I know that song.
We might fill it in.
We may
have to do that.
Yep,
Charlie. Want to say thank you so much for coming to the studios and representing the Show Me State, Missouri, Charlie Dunaway. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.